You are listening to a Pod Studio One Podcast Network podcast. Find more great podcasts at www.podstudioone.com.
Hey everyone, Ali Himyari here with Nashville Canine University doing our weekly podcast questions. This question came from Avery out of Atlanta, Georgia. And Avery's question is that she has about a 2.5-year-old golden doodle that is exhibiting some severe separation anxiety. So one of the things that we found in our training facility about dogs and anxiety, it can be driven two different ways. The first way is genetically. There's an instability somewhere in the pedigree that creates a little bit more of a nervous dog. And you see that a lot when you encounter your friend's dogs that when thunder hits or loud noises strike, they kind of go and cower somewhere or they hide under the table. That's kind of their defense mechanism. They genuinely can't take that threshold. But one of the other things that we also see is the correlation between sleeping in bed with your dog and separation anxiety. So you're creating this attachment to your dog that is kind of against the general pack order of a wild dog. And by sleeping in bed with them, you create this unhealthy bond. And as the dog gets older, they almost become a little bit codependent on you. So then when you leave, then they start displaying some undesirable behaviors. And in Avery's situation, she is living in an apartment in the middle of a high rise. And so the dog profusely barks, and it has started to manifest itself in a way where the dog even has diarrhea in the body. And at this point, as a trainer or behaviorist, one of the things that we would suggest is a collaboration between the trainer and the veterinarian, as well as the dog owner, because it might be to the point where the dog needs some medication, some anti-anxiety meds, to at least get started, then begin some training and begin weaning the dog outside of the bed in the bedroom, have the dog start sleeping in a crate to slowly begin this reversal process. It's not going to be a quick deal. It may take anywhere from 2 months to a year to even more than a year. So just keep that in mind. And then if you have a compilation of both a genetically dog that was driven to have a little bit more of these characteristics, and then you complement that by sleeping in the bed with the dog, then you're sure to have some problems moving forward in the future. So just be cognizant of that. I would suggest you not to sleep with your puppy or your dog in bed with you. And you can eliminate a lot of these issues right from the beginning. So thanks again for that question. If you guys have any questions, we are here to answer them weekly. You can email us at questions@NashvilleCanineUniversity.com. This is Ali with Nashville Canine University. Stay tuned for our next podcast.